The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Do you honor God with your money? Welcome to Faith and Retirement, where your financial goals meet timeless biblical wisdom. I'm Tom Levine, joined as always by our faith-based investing expert and certified financial planner, Jay Peroni. And today we're excited to welcome a special guest too, Mark Reifer, Portfolio Manager at Bright Portfolios and Manager of the FIS Bright Portfolios Focused Equity ETF. That's ticker symbol BRIF. We'll have a quiz at the end of the program, so please take note. Jay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Excited about our powerful conversation that we're going to have today with Mark. Really excited about today's show.
Me too. Well, today we're diving into how you can align your investments with your faith without sacrificing performance. Very important. We'll also break down Bright Portfolio's unique 3Ps moral audit system. Maybe this is a new idea for you. And how BRIF ETF can play a key role in building a portfolio that reflects your values. Thanks for listening today. Mark and Jay, thank you both for joining us. Mark, let's start with the foundation, Bright Portfolios. It's known for its value-based investing approach, and you've developed something that you call the 3Ps moral audit system. Can you explain what that is? What are the 3Ps?
Sure, happy to help, and thanks for having me today. When you look at values-based investing or that space in general, you may have heard of socially responsible investing or the space that we're talking about is biblically responsible investing, which is really a subset of values-based investing. And you've got a lot of practitioners out there, and they may have different views on how to prioritize from a values perspective the portfolio. So First of all, we want to be on a positive a viewpoint for investments. It's such a great privilege to invest, to have excess capital to invest and really impact the lives of others. So investing is a very positive thing to do. That said as well, we want to partner with companies that are really making a difference in the lives of others through their products and services. So, fundamentally, we're looking to partner with great companies who are already established in the marketplace. So there's a lot of positive screens, but also we have to be sensitive to maybe some negative screens. There's some things that we may not want to profit from. And so the three P's, we evaluate three things with each of our investment candidates. So the first P would be products or products and services. So we want to look at the range of products and services offered by a company. And as far as a negative screen, we want to make sure, as the Bible instructs us as stewards, not to profit from ill-gotten gain. And so we're looking in this way. Again, we're not trying to be in the accusation business or because everything we do in life is relational and investing is no different. So we want to be able to engage any of the companies that we invest in. But in a case where maybe their product is fundamentally immoral, and there really aren't a lot of fundamentally immoral products. One of them is pornography. So that's pretty straightforward. So if a company is producing or profiting from distribution of pornography, that's something we don't want to participate in, and we don't want to profit from ill-gotten gain. So that's the first P, and we do a weighted score. So 50% of the score goes to the products category. But that said, in the S&P 500, for example, we've got, close to 400 of the 500 companies still make it through our screen. So there's a lot of positive investment opportunities out there. The second P would be processes. And that's where we really drill down with the company and look at their relationships with their vendors, their suppliers, or how they treat their employees. You know, an example of a process might be, for example, if a international oil company has an oil spill, and if that's a chronic situation and they're not making good on that, well, they're not going to score very well on our processes score. Similarly, we may look at some of their human resource decisions. While we won't fundamentally remove a company from consideration if they have, for example, benefits for LGBTQ, you know, favored type of an approach, you know, we're technically really not profiting from that decision. We may want to speak into the company about that. And indeed, that company may not score as highly in our system, in the processes side. But that's how we look at companies in that part of the business. The third thing, the third P, is priorities. And that's where we focus on really their corporate citizenship and their charitable and sponsorship activities. So, for example, and about 20% of our score goes that direction. You know, on a negative side, let's say a company sponsors or contributes to Planned Parenthood. And we certainly are not in favor of that. Yet, as shareholders, we really don't profit from how a company spends their charitable dollars. You know, we may have a company that gives to all of our favorite charities and with no, you know, Christian red flags in any way. So in that way, it's not directly tied to the profit of the investment. But we certainly may want to speak into the company. And if they have contributions or a trailblazer on an agenda that's really against Christian values, they're just not going to score as well in our system. But again, it's generally focused on being positive. We want to embrace those companies and their products and services that they offer, but also with the freedom to engage companies that may score not as high as our top scoring companies on the moral audit system. Does that help?
Absolutely. We are talking to our good friends, Jay Peroni and Mark Reefer of Bright Portfolio, portfolio manager of the FIS Bright Portfolio's Focused Equity ETF. And so the three P's, process, products, priorities. That means for investors a lot if you want to honor God with your money. Jay, this gets at the heart of biblically responsible investing, doesn't it? I mean, some people ask, why does it matter where I invest as long as I get good returns? How do you respond?
That's a great question, Tom, but scripture reminds us in Matthew 6:21, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And when we invest, we're not just parking money somewhere, we're contractually becoming partial owners in a company, and we profit from everything they do. And unlike buying groceries at the store, which is an indirect transaction, investing ties your return directly to that company's profits. And whether those profits come from life-affirming products or things that break God's heart, like abortion, pornography, or predatory lending, I often tell clients, your portfolio tells a story. Does it line up with your values? What does your portfolio tell about you? And are you even aware of what you're supporting? And that's what I try to educate every week on this show, so that people can really focus in on what they own, and does it line up with their faith and values? And if you're not sure, if you've never had an ethical review of your portfolio, that's why we offer faithandretirement.com. You can go there absolutely free, set up a consultation. We'll look at your 401ks, your IRAs, mutual funds, stocks, ETFs, whatever you own, and we'll score it for you. Does it line up with your faith and values, or does it contradict it? And if it contradicts your faith and values, we'll show you some alternatives where you can clean up that portfolio and make sure it's in line with who you are as a Christian or a faith-based believer.
We have a number of offers for our listeners today, and one of them is, if you have a question about your family's unique situation, give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. And Mark, I wanted to ask you, there are critics out there like Dave Ramsey who've called values-based investing a slippery slope. And they argue, if you avoid companies tied to abortion, shouldn't you also stop shopping at stores that sell magazines you disagree with? I mean, how do you respond to that criticism?
Well, it's a good question and a thoughtful one. I think what has really been helpful for me, if you break down each of the situations, as Jay was alluding to, there's a lot of different transactions related in the scriptures. So I did a study of all the transactions I could find in the scriptures. One, for example, is as a consumer, and it's a different transaction than as an investor. As an investor, contractually, we own part of that company, and that's a choice that we make. And so we are going to profit to some degree from what we invest in. So that's very different than a consumer. What I found startling, but very informative, just on the example, as a consumer in the 1 Corinthians 8 passage or the Romans 14 and 15 passage, 1 Corinthians 8 through 10, talking about meat sacrifice to idols. And it's really talking about having a tender conscience to, let's say I'm a new believer and Jay and his wife, have me over for dinner and they're serving meat. And I want to know where that meat's coming from. Has that been sacrificed to idols? If so, I may not want to partake because my conscience is just weak. So that's the content of that. And Jay, out of concern, would probably have salad instead of meat that evening. But if you look at the transaction, though, in that day, Christians would get the meat usually from the pagan temple or even directly from the pagan priest. So as a consumer, were they, quote, supporting the pagan temple? Well, they were consumer, but they were allowed to be consumers in that context. They were allowed to engage people. And the Bible is very relational in its instruction, certainly as a consumer. And so I think where the confusion comes, and perhaps calling it a slippery slope, I think is incorrect, because the scripture is very clear about the different transactions where we do have freedom and we do not. And as an investor, as Jay pointed out, we don't have the freedom like we do as a consumer because we're contractually, we're an owner of that company.
We are discussing the world of investing and how it affects your faith in God. You can learn about us at faithinretirement.com. Begin today with a family decision to align your faith and your moral beliefs with your investments. And learn more at the website faithinretirement.com. Jay's number is 800-270-7310. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. And we're talking to Mark Reifer and Jay Peroni. Jay, what about the performance question? That's the ultimate big question people have in their minds. Some people think that if you screen out certain companies, you're going to limit returns. But what is the reality you see?
Well, that used to be the assumption, Tom, but the data's really shifted over the last several years. There's an increasing body of research showing that biblically responsible investing can perform as well, or in some cases, even better than traditional investing. And why? That's because the companies that respect people create value and they act ethically. They often have stronger cultures, better customer loyalty, and less regulatory risk. Think about the companies that are producing bad things. They're going to be more likely to have bad publicity, more likely to be sued. So having an ethical standpoint when it comes to investing, it's all about quality businesses. And Mark can speak to this as well, but we've seen the Bright Portfolios process, as well as the process our team uses at Faith Investor Services, it can actually enhance returns when you're screening out a lot of the garbage, a lot of the stuff that is violating God's word. It tends to not be very profitable long run because of that bad publicity and a lot of the things that they get into that detract from the shareholder returns. And the process that Bright Portfolios uses helps to uncover companies that are leaders in their industries and not laggards.
So, Mark, could you give an example of a company in BRIF that really illustrates that?
Several companies that well, like in terms of from a values-based perspective, mm-hmm. We own DuPont, which is an industrial. And their water solutions portion of that business provided over 100,000 people with access to clean, safe drinking water in areas facing water scarcity, which is a benefit. But above all, we're looking for a company that's profitable, that it's in a robust profit cycle, and it certainly meets that criteria as well. Coca-Cola Consolidated is also a really very interesting company. Of course, we're heard of Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola Consolidated, to our understanding, is run by believers, and they have instituted chaplaincy in every one of their plants in the United States. So they've got 80 chaplains. As Jay kind of alluded to, they have helped their culture. Extremely low turnover at that company, high just satisfaction among the employees. They are a bottling company for all of the non-alcoholic beverages with Coca-Cola. So that's been a terrific story and a good consistent grower as part of the portfolio.
This is Faith in Retirement. Call Jay and the team and say, hey, I need to have a quick chat about our family finances. Be sure to leave your name and phone number. There's no obligation. It doesn't cost you anything to ask your questions. 800-270-7310. So, Jay, do you have a story of a client who made the shift to a faith-aligned portfolio and what it actually meant to them?
I do, Tom. I worked with a couple recently. They had about $1 million in their retirement accounts. They had retired and it was just sitting there and they thought they were doing good. They said, hey, you know, we've done a lot of saving over the years. We've tried to be good stewards. We're really hoping that our portfolio lines up with our values. So we did the screen and clean process. We went through all of their funds and their 401ks and 403bs. And when we screened their portfolios, they were absolutely shocked to see they were profiting from an abortion drug manufacturer. They had pornography in their portfolio. A lot of the vices like tobacco, alcohol, and gambling, which do such a bad damage to our society with the addiction. Then they also were supporting companies that were involved in human trafficking. They had a lot of ties to China where they're persecuting Christians. And they were just absolutely appalled, said, Jay, whatever it takes, help us to roll this over, get it into clean companies. And we restructured their portfolio using biblically responsible strategies. And the wife told me, I finally feel peace, Jay, with where our money is invested. Not knowing is not an excuse. We love that you're putting out the education, helping us to uncover what we're supporting and what we don't want to support, we were supporting. So thank you, Jay, for helping us to really make a difference with our money and really be better stewards. That's what God's called us to do, to be good stewards, to be wise stewards. And you've helped us do that. We not only want to get returns for our clients, help them get good, solid returns, but we want to do so in a faithful manner and help our clients to be good stewards of what God has provided. And that's what we did for this client. We can do it for you too. If you've got any money in the markets, you can go to faithandretirement.com, set up a consultation. We'll go through your portfolio just like we did this couple, see what you're supporting, and maybe you need to go in a different direction. We can show that to you and help you find a different solution.
No obligation. We're talking about aligning your investments with your values. And our guest, Mark Reifer from Bright Portfolios, and Jay Peroni, CFP, a resident faith-based investing expert. Now, Mark, you mentioned that products get the most weight in your weighted system, 50% in your 3Ps moral audit. Why is that?
It's a good question. Really, that's the main thrust of the company, of who they are, what they're about, how they're really serving people. At least it gives us our highest score. Also, it's tied to the revenues. You know, if they're running the business well, those products and services are going to generate revenue, and then it helps us evaluate how they're managing the company as well. So that's the focal point of our moral evaluation.
Good. So process, products, priorities. There are always those tricky gray areas, though, right? Alcohol, firearms, companies that donate to controversial causes. How do you navigate those?
Well, with the three Ps. So if the product itself, if we deem that is fundamentally immoral, like I mentioned, abortion or pornography, that's going to be, we have zero tolerance for that. And that's a difference. I think some other BRI practitioners might have a threshold where if a company generates, you know, less than 10% of their revenue or something like that, and profits from distribution of pornography, they might allow it into the portfolio. We do not. We have a zero threshold for those. Tobacco is one of those we also screen out of the portfolio. Fundamentally, that just isn't helpful for people's health and as stewards of the bodies God's given us. Alcohol is one of those where certainly many believers hold that wine is appropriate in moderation, not strong drink. But that said, it just isn't one of those that we have a desire to invest in. You know, they pretty much just don't make it to the portfolio just for those maybe a controversial reason.
Thank you so much. We've had a great experience with Jay. Jay, some investors worry that, okay, you make this move to faith-based investing, but it's going to hurt their diversification. What do you tell them?
I always say it's a valid concern, but really at the end of the day, Tom, it's a myth because the universe of companies that meet biblical standards is much larger than people think. There's over 10,000 publicly traded companies. And even using our strictest screens, there's about less than 10% that fail our screens. So you've got thousands of choices amongst your companies. And when we show clients two different portfolios, a faith-based portfolio and an unscreened portfolio, in the diversification, they look almost identical. The names are different, of course, the companies are different, but the diversification, healthcare, consumer staples, technology, energy, we can find enough companies in each of those sectors that pass our screens. And at Faith Investor Services, we not only use stocks, we use fixed income, bonds, gold and silver, things like Bitcoin, manage futures, commodity funds. We have access to a lot of different things that help to diversify a client's portfolio. So you can have a faith-based portfolio that is screened from a biblical perspective and diversified at the same time.
Very good. And we're in our final couple of minutes here. Before we run out of time, I want to make sure that Mark has an opportunity to let people know how people could reach out to you.
Well, Bright Portfolios, we manage portfolios for other investment advisory firms where we do asset allocation models from very conservative to more long-term growth portfolios. What we're speaking about today in particular is our publicly traded exchange-traded fund that we just launched back in December. So that's something that's available on platforms across the country. Other advisors in the space can have access to those funds that we manage.
Very good. And Jay, if someone is intrigued by this whole process, they don't know what they're invested in and they don't know where to start, what is step one?
Step one would be to set up a discovery meeting. You can go to faithandretirement.com, set up a consultation. We can sit down, go through your financial situation, whether you're retired or preparing for retirement or, you know, have come into some money. Maybe it was an inheritance or maybe you've changed jobs and you've got an old 401k. It really starts with a conversation. That's all it is. No cost, no obligation. We'll go through your entire situation. No pressure. We'll go through, give you a special report on what your current holdings look like, what you're currently supporting. And if you want to go in a different direction, we'll show you some alternatives, some funds like BRIF, which is the Bright Portfolios, or the Christian Stock Fund, ticker symbol PRAY, or maybe some individual stocks, and put together a composition, a portfolio for you so you can compare what you're currently doing to a biblically based approach. And if you want to move forward, we can help you do that. But again, no cost, no obligation. We'll at least give you the information to help you be a wiser steward with the money God's entrusted to you.
Well, this time has flown by. We've been talking to Mark Reifer of Bright Portfolios and our host, our regular expert, Jay Peroni, CFP at Faith Investor Services. Friends, your money is working somewhere right now. The question is, what is it working for? Schedule your free second opinion consultation. You know, the team at Faith Investor Services would love to help you find out what's lurking in your portfolio now. And you can give Jay a call. No obligation. 800-270-7310. And they'll figure out a plan custom designed for you. Mark, Jay, thank you for this powerful conversation. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on Faith and Retirement this week. Until next time, remember, true wealth is about more than numbers. It's about using what God has entrusted to you for His glory. Tell a friend about this outreach ministry, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions. 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.